Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
They don't want to give up the coach's identity, but they call him Coach Mack.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You want to be a beast at lifting, at football, at anything in life, you need to have big testicular fortitude. Look at me. I may have a small penis.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I don't know why he would want the attention.
Hey, he's a grower, not a shower.
On 1340 WKG.
Isn't it kind of dangerous, I asked? What are the side effects? As he then snatched it away, looked at the label, his eyes grew wide. Oh, dear. It says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mack asked him, do you know why I eat so many bananas? He says, have you ever seen a small gorilla?
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven? Give us the news.
You know, Tom Brady, he's been kind of goofy on social media lately. Uh-huh. He's been, you know, a lot more loose, having fun, cracking jokes, doing what he does. And this is the first time he's a little unhappy. He's the first, I guess, really the only player I've seen, at least, that's really unhappy with the league expanding the use of the single-digit numbers, which was actually approved. Yeah, he is like... he's mad about it. Yeah, he posted on his Instagram story, the first post included, he said, good luck trying to block the right people now, going to make for a lot of bad football. When it talked about the jersey number positions, changing numbers and everything. And then he wasn't done. He posted again on his Instagram story, why not let the linemen whatever they want to? Why have numbers? Just have colored jerseys. Why not wear the same number? And then he put dumb in all caps, so and at the NFL, at NFLPA.
Brady, if you can't watch film and pick out what number a guy's wearing, just say that.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably his issue, though. Wouldn't it be that he's studied this for 10 years and probably does more preparation than everybody, and like he's going to have to start over?
Well, I feel like it's easy enough to go look up what number they're wearing now, and you know them on film, and then you know it in the game.
I think this could fall into the old dog, new tricks thing.
Yeah,
like it's been this
absolutely.
Way for 20 years, and he knows, like, hey, if you're in the 40s, you're going to be a linebacker, whatever number they wear, you know, 50s or whatever, and you know, defensive back's going to have this number, and it's easier to spot and get, and now he's going to have to kind of learn and have to, cross-reference, like you said. Okay, well, what's
especially with all these flying parts, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Players flying around, I'd say it is hard to tell who's who.
I'd say
it's still easy enough. Like, the linemen are going to be the ones with the guys rushing you are going to be the guys with their hands in the ground.
Well,
and, you know,
it's
you know,
not
the
always
basics.
That simple. You drop
I
a
know,
defensive
you drop
lineman.
Stuff like that. But if they drop, might as well be wearing a different number. Same thing. Like, I don't. Jeez, just a grumpy old man.
What about the linemen? Like you said, not being able to change their like, is that fair for them to be kind of stuck with their numbers?
Well, if he's so worried
else?
About people changing numbers, he should be happy the linemen are stuck with the bigger numbers.
Defensive linemen can change their numbers, though, right? Or no?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, it really just hurts him on offense, though, because his offensive lineman can't be disguised. He wants to sneak in. He wants to sneak in his, you know, left tackle eligible guy in or I guess maybe he would sneak in one of his linemen as a tight end, make him scared. Big number 76. Who's this? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. It's Gronk. Oh, no. Get him. He really just wants Gronk.
We didn't know that from watching film or looking up what number Gronk switched to.
He really
actually, defensive lineman, it's still the same. Okay. 50 through 79 and 90 through 99. Yeah. So
really
linebackers is different, though. 1 through 59.
I don't see what the issue
and
is.
And defensive backs.
He really wants Gronk just to be able to wear 69.
is that what this is? Yeah. Is that all it is?
That's all it is.
Well. What do you think? So you're a little you kind of understand Brady's defense here.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I could imagine it's just like, hey, I'm 43 years old. I don't want to have to learn something new. I've had a system. I have a way of doing things, and I'm really good at picking things apart, and it just seems like a dumb change to me.
If you're so good at it, Brady, just do it this year too with different numbers.
Your Brady hate's not going to change 28-3, Cam. It's time to let it go. Enjoy his last couple
let
years.
It go. He doesn't Enjoy let it go. He celebrates it every year. I'm not letting it go. He's not letting it go.
Well, he's celebrating. You're just being miserable and hating.
I am hating.
Just let it go.
I'm hate's not letting it
you.
Go.
Hate's bad for you.
No, I'm embracing it. It's true. Hate. Hate's making me say. Stronger. It's making me stronger. It's giving me a will to live.
Hate.
That is.
No, I have a purpose.
Actually, I think that there is some truth to that. I do think hate is kind of gives you a little bit of purpose. Having that rival, purpose. Having that somebody that
I
you
can't
kind of
rest
strive,
till
you
I destroy
against,
Tom Brady.
Compete against. I think there's some truth to that.
Not when you're getting your ass whipped, though.
Not when you're losing every time.
Cam versus Tom Brady seems pretty lopsided in a rivalry.
I'm no going to come out on top in the end. I will be the one
retires?
To. I'm going to be the one to defeat him.
Okay.
Not sure what that means. Mm-mm.
It's a threat.
He's about to get LeBron James over here.
You're next, Brady.
That's what it sounds like. Funny story here with the NFL as well. So they had the, of course, a couple days ago we had 420, a holiday celebrated for some. We also had the NFL. They sent out a message the 19th, the day before, saying that on April 20th they're going to open up their the substance abuse policy. They're going to start testing players for all that. And players started to freak out, according to Pro Football Focus. Like, there are players just kind of losing their minds here because apparently the report was that this test was only going to be testing, like, street drugs. It wasn't going to be dealing with anything marijuana-related. The new rule for marijuana testing is it's going to be a once-per-year testing window that will start during training camp and end the first preseason game, so like a two-week kind of period there where you have time to get tested for marijuana. But players, that was not in the original message. They kind of did not include that. So, again, they were all just panicking. It was almost panic mode because, they were all about to get drug tested, all kind of about to get busted, I guess.
Gotta smoke weed on 420.
What do we make?
Sick.
Well, we know NFL players. I feel like there's a lot out there that have admitted to smoking weed. I think that's why they kind of changed this rule, right? Wasn't that kind of the notion?
And they don't want them hooked on pain meds.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think too. The players, that was one of the concessions that they forced the NFL into making whenever they made them do, play the 17 games. I don't know if they can still get any trouble in the NFL, but I know they can't get suspended anymore, so I don't know what the issues are in the NFL.
Yeah. Like I said, they do the one per year testing. I'm assuming you still get in trouble, right? That if you're going to do like just a once per year test, and if you test positive, I guess you're going to get suspended the first few games. Because like I said, it is right before the season, during training camp, first preseason game, in between that time. So either way, but yeah, it was some of the reactions was kind of funny hearing all these players just freaking out, panicking because of this issue. Because they, like I said, originally didn't get out that they weren't testing for marijuana, because that's usually how it goes. So kind of funny seeing the players freaking out on 420. What did we make of Drew Brees saying he only felt 100% for one game this past year? One game. He said week 4 against Detroit was the only game that he felt 100%. Other times he was battling those other injuries. Kind of crazy. Does that give you a little bit more respect for Brees towards the end of his career?
Nope. Oh. He held the team back.
He was out there giving it his all, though.
That's
fine.
Sometimes a true leader. Have we not? Do I need to tell you the story about Charlie Conway again?
No.
Do I need to tell you about little Charlie Conway again? Do we have to revisit that? A true leader sometimes realizes when they don't have it. Mm-hmm. A true leader that wants his teammates to be more successful than a teammate whose his main focus is his team winning will sometimes make tough decisions and even put themselves behind their teammates. That's what a true leader is supposed to do. So, no, Drew Brees has not earned my respect by playing through injuries.
What is he supposed to do? Retire right in the middle of the year?
He's supposed to go
he would look like an even bigger quitter if he did that.
He's supposed to go to coach and say, hey, I ain't got it.
Put Jameis in.
That's our only chance. I ain't got it.
Well, what's the whole – I mean, pretty much every quarterback's playing through injuries, right? Do you think that's true? Is that like something that you feel like nobody's at 100%?
I'd say it's probably accurate. I'd say very, very few people are at 100% through the NFL season. Now the question is, like, how far down are you supposed to go before you say, hey, I can't do it anymore?
I mean, week 4, pretty early for Brees, where he's saying that was like the last game I felt pretty good.
Well, he missed time, right? I mean, like, in the middle of the year, he missed time in Taysom, and Taysom was a starter. what was it, like week 12? Like when did Taysom have those games, Cam? Whenever you guys played him, like week 10, week 11?
Yeah.
It was like, what, 4 or 5 weeks he was out?
Yeah. He played against the Eagles, I remember that, and they lost. Mm-hmm. That was the first game they lost with him.
DC's about to get statehood?
Is that true?
The House just passed something for DC to get statehood.
Well, I knew that was coming up to vote. So we're about to have 51 states. This is like those damn.
Go to the Senate, but
I don't
like
that.
What in the
world?
This is like those damn. This is like those damn 50. Or the damn five oceans.
Remember we get Puerto Rico to make it 52. You know, just round it up.
What's going to be the capital of DC?
Oh my gosh, good question. Don't you have to have a state capital? Oh my. This is complicated.
What's the point in this? Like, what, tell this, me why. Why would we want to do this?
Senators and
yeah,
stuff
I was gonna
like
say,
that.
Is this the Democrats trying to get two more senators because they assume it's gonna be like a liberal place? Are they trying to get two more Democratic senators?
Well, it'll definitely be two Democrats for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that what they're trying to do?
Probably.
I mean, if they already have control of the House or the Senate.
Well, I don't know, but now is this like the kind of like an answer of packing? Not the same. Level of stakes or whatever, obviously. Like, would this not be like adding like Supreme Court justices? Like, instead of doing that, we're just going to give you two more governors.
I mean,
or senators, excuse me, not two more governors, two more senators.
It'd be difficult for the Republicans to ever have control in the Senate again if this happened. I think that's two more Democrats every year.
That's what I'm saying. Are there tax implications here? Jeez.
I didn't even know this was an option.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I didn't
I knew it was getting voted on last week.
How long has this been? It's been going on a while, or again, is this even a big deal? Like, I don't see it's not that big of a deal. I feel like an even number of states, though, is kind of necessary, right? You got to go 52. No?
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, 51 is weird.
I just think that's strange. I don't know.
I don't understand why.
It's like when you're changing the TV volume, you don't like it in a weird number spot.
I don't care. I just go until I just like hold it and it goes like 5 or 6 or 7 and I just stop.
I think a little weird. That's like a psychopath move right there.
Yeah.
So you leave it at 9 instead of 10?
Yeah. Well, man, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. Mine's usually like in 30 something because I feel like I'm a little hard of hearing, to be honest.
My goodness. Blast. Well, some TVs are louder than others. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll get like 60 or 70 as well. Like, it just depends. I prefer mine loud over quiet. I don't leave no doubt that I can hear it.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, I like constantly, if I have company, they'll be like, can you turn it down a little bit?
Yeah.
My ears hurt.
I'm like, sorry, I'm deaf. I'm going deaf. I feel like my ears are pretty stopped up, honestly. I have like a bunch of tubes in my ears when I was younger. And then, like, even now I get like this. Gross. So if you're eating, close your ears. I get real bad at earwax.
Ew.
I
used to get my ears flushed.
Do the candle thing where you put the candle in there and let it.
I've heard that's a myth.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if I believe it. I've heard like you could do like wax stuff in there. So I'd imagine candles like with the magic.
I know, but
I don't want to do it myself. Is what I'm getting. I don't want to do it. But anyways, like every now and then, like I'll pop my ears and like I don't even know my ears are stopped up. They'll pop. And if I have my headphones in, like when I'm working out, it'll be loud. And then if I like just even like hold my ears, it's just so much louder. Like I feel like that's how it's supposed to sound. I don't know. There's something wrong with my ears, so I'm a little deaf. Long story short, I don't have to have even numbers. I'm not OCD.
Fair enough.
I just hold it, and it'll go like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, and I'll stop.
Just whenever it hits the ears, right, huh?
And I'll just stop. No going back, no going up. I don't need it.
Still a little crazy.
My TV's weird. Like, when I have the actual television channel on, it goes to like 10, and it's loud. But then when if I'm watching Netflix or something, I have to turn it up to like 60.
It does say on CNN.com that this is unlikely to get through the Senate.
Okay.
Which I don't know, you know. Basically, they're saying it's not going to get the 60 votes from they're not going to get enough of the Republicans voting for it to clear the 60-vote threshold. It has to pass, I guess, in a...
Yeah, like two-thirds.
Two-thirds wouldn't be 60, would it?
No, it wouldn't be.
But I get close enough, I guess.
Three bills.
It just says it needs 60 votes to clear the threshold.
That was a good point, though, about what the capital would be.
It's
just one city. It's like, so I guess the capital would be...
I don't want it. I don't like change.
I don't want them to be a state. I don't like that city enough. They don't deserve it.
I did go one time. It was terrible.
Democrats so have framed the issue of granting statehood to D.C., which voted for Biden over Trump 92-5 in November, as an important step for equal representation and voting rights in the U.S., while Republicans have argued that the legislation represents a partisan effort by Democrats to push a progressive agenda and tip the scales in Congress in their favor. There's 705,000 people that live in D.C. That's pretty big.
I think that's more than Wyoming.
It says it's larger than the estimated populations of 77 of the 435 existing congressional districts. So basically they're saying they should have representation.
Yeah. Fair enough, but I hate that city. They don't deserve one.
What's your beef with D.C. again?
I just didn't like it the time I went.
Okay.
It was just seemed like a dumb place.
It was so hot.
And there's so much politics to go on there. I don't like politics.
That checks out. I would imagine that there's a lot of politics.
And you know, I was there and everybody was like, hey, let's go look at this political thing. I was like, I don't want to look at that political thing. Like, I could care less.
James Comer of Kentucky.
Lots of tourists riding around on Segways. Like,
I think that's any big city.
What do you think you're so uppity riding this Segway in front of me?
I would imagine there's a lot of people on Segways in Atlanta, too.
Not as much. Not as much as D.C. I've seen a lot more Segways in D.C. than I have in my years of being in Atlanta.
Okay, so they don't think this is going to pass.
We don't do Segway tours in Atlanta. That's a weird DC thing.
Segway tours?
Yeah, they're just people like, hey, look at that old building right there while you're riding this Segway. Like, that's sweet, cool, honestly. Building.
I kind of want to go to DC. I was thinking about going visiting our boy Gunkle. Either way.
It's wild if it's the capital of the country and weed's like legal there, and then like the capital decide, but it's not legal countrywide. It's very weird. I just,
little backwards.
It's a very dumb place. Let's just eliminate the city in general. Actually,
oh, I definitely want it to be a state.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. For rule changes in the NFL, they have basically comment like, hey, we're not going to give you an official sky judge like the Ravens wanted that they had in the XFL. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Nor are we giving a full-time new position to someone up there. But we are going to allow replay officials to give the refs advice throughout the game.
I like that. Because so there's some times that, you know, there's like those plays that you're like, okay, that was obvious. The guy probably missed it. It's going to be easier if a guy just called that and be like, yeah, man, that wasn't a catch. And they'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
So
that way, like, the call on the field will be closer to being right.
Yeah.
And then it could save some time. And they said they could give advice on, like, hey, he ran out of bounds at this yard marker, blah, blah, blah. Kind of an eye on this guy assistant.
Well, my only thing is, like, what if it's a pretty controversial call? Like, and you have two different guys with two different opinions. I just don't know if that.
You review it like you do normally.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you have the guy that sees something else. You have this guy see something else. Like, who gets the final word here?
I would imagine the ref on the field is going to get the final say. I would imagine they tell that guy to only help on obvious
changes. That's what, like, it's supposed to be.
Just stay quiet. Let's see. They also they changed an onside kick rule.
I love that. Yeah. The best onside kicker in the league? Yeah, let's do it. Put more people over there? Oh, yeah. Let's just onside kick every kickoff this
year. Little surprise onsides?
No, just every kickoff. We don't need a kickoff.
Wait, what rule? What are you talking about?
They added, like, there's more people on, like, the...
No, there's less people, right?
No, I think they increased the number of people that are...
I haven't seen.
Like, on the side. There's, like, 9 people now you can have in the area to, like, field.
No, I think it is less. I think you misread that. The returning team, the receiving team, can only have 9 people within 25 yards of the ball. Yep. So basically, you could you have 11? I know one team always keeps a team back.
Somebody
at least
back,
one guy back in case to get deep. But now they have said only 9 players can be on the receiving side of the ball within 25 yards.
Okay. Yeah, I've talked about it backwards. But it still does help, technically, because there's people up there.
Sure, and they're trying to find a happy medium to at least allow onside kicks to be converted a little bit more, because only 3 of 67 were recovered last year.
How many?
3
of
67.
Wow, were those two of those Falcons, one of them Cowboys.
Cowboys against the Falcons. Yeah, I mean, we're all like, three of those. Like,
No. One of them was the Bills in the playoffs.
We might not count that.
Okay, they might not.
See, last year was 2020.
Bills in the playoffs against two of the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, remember? Yeah. They got that. It was a nice one. It was very good.
I don't know if that one's that or not. And I mean, I know like Young Wei had a lot of onside kicks, but I thought that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, he definitely had a ton. Like, he had like three in one game. Yeah. But
anyways, the article I read said only 3 of 67 were recovered last year, so I don't know which ones they were, if they were counting the playoffs or not, Hayden. But they're saying now the receiving team can only have 9 players within 25 yards of the ball. They also said, hey, we're putting an emphasis on taunting, which I don't like. I want more taunting. I want less flags, more taunting, more disrespect.
What are we talking about? Has taunting been an issue? Like, is that what they're getting at?
They said the guys getting each other's faces and talking has been too much of a taunting. They're not saying so much like celebrations as much as it is just like trash talk, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't like it, right?
Don't like it.
It's just such a judgment call, man.
I want more
celebration.
They say they're going to penalize taunting more. Like, are we going to get, like, I mean, are we getting the guys who are, like, waving in the end zone? Like, was it Winfield Jr., because of what he did to Tyreek Hill in the Super Bowl, where he's, like, throwing the deuces at him as he tackles him?
Yeah. Surely not.
I mean, that's, like, in the middle of a play doing it. Or will they also get Tyreek Hill and he throws up the deuces as he's running in the end zone? I like the deuces getting thrown up. Don't like it, NFL. You were doing so well. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, it was literally the Texans, the Falcons, and the Cowboys were the ones that recovered the onside kick last year.
The Texans, Cowboys, and Falcons?
Yep. Look at Young Wei with that 50% onside recovery rate. Love to see it.
Last year or his career?
Last year.
You guys only kicked two onside kicks last year? As much as you guys were losing?
Yeah. Well, no, we usually weren't losing. The problem was we would give up the lead at the end of the game. Like, so we were winning and then we'd lose.
I was like the first 5 or 6 weeks, and then you guys were just losing. But either way.
Pretty much.
The Bills proposal of, which I really liked, by the way, has been shot down for now, as they said they need to do more research. The proposal that GM and head coaching position interviews couldn't happen until after the conference championships and hires be made after the Super Bowl. That was a table.
I was surprised they shot that down so quickly. I thought that was a good proposal. Yep.
I liked that one.
Uh-huh. More research. Like, what are we going to research?
They said
like,
they wanted to see how it would affect, like, diversity hires and stuff like that. I don't know.
I mean, I would think it would help compared to what's going on now, right? I mean, like, a lot of diversity hires are getting made. You would think maybe it would help.
And your two biggest diversity coaches, I mean, were in the Super Bowl. So, or at least your two.
I'd say you're three. I mean, at this point, three, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, between Leftwich,
Bowles, Benjamin.
Yeah. And, like, none of those guys got a job. And
nope.
Was it because that they maybe were coaching in the Super Bowl? And were focused and didn't want to do interviews and, like, didn't want to, like, leave their team? Or, I mean, I know they, like, did interviews, but not none of them got hired. So, like, if you're asking how it's going to affect, I would have a pretty good answer so far. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, I liked that one. I wanted that one to happen. And it is tabled, unfortunately. All right, let's play some this or that. Hayden, what do you got for us?
All right. My notes out here.
What was that? All right.
I was.
5 second pause. All right. 3 second pause. Got to get my notes out. We're waiting. It's too.
Are you ready now?
Yeah. Are you ready now is the question.
I'm ready.
Are you SpongeBob?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Our sports question today. Would you rather have kept Jerry Pruitt with no recruiting violations? Or be where we are now. Kind of a depressing version today, to be honest. Second, would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Okay.
And last, for the third week in a row, we're going to try to get the third question. Would you rather have hot water for showers or baths or live without a washing machine?
So no hot water?
Yes, John, we've said this question 3 weeks in a row. No hot water. For showers or baths?
Why is he yelling at me?
I don't know. He's aggressive,
yeah,
man.
I'm about to whip his ass if he keeps yelling at me like that. Watch who you're talking to, buddy. Watch who you're talking to. I don't know if you've noticed. Not to brag.
Yeah, well, we all noticed.
All right, Draven, I'll play some this or that after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This, that, this, that, this, that, this, that, this, 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 this.
All right, who's ready to play this or that?
I'm ready to play this or that. Hodden?
Let's get it.
Okay, our sports question today. Would you rather have kept Jeremy Pruitt with no recruiting violations or be where we are now?
This is too easy, Hayden. Like, come on. We were going to fire this guy either way. Who did we really care about the recruiting violations for Jeremy Pruitt? Did we? Like, that was just literally an excuse to get the guy fired. Like, honestly, we wanted this guy fired one way or another. It's simple as that. Like, literally, just think about the season. Like, forget about the recruiting violations. Think about the season, how it went this past year. Think about it for a second. The debacle of Kentucky, the fact that the guy can't even wear the freaking mask right, man. He looks like a big idiot out there, and he's getting violations for that. He's firing a defensive coordinator 3 games into the season. I mean, it was a disaster from the jump, man. Like, forget about the violations. It was a mess, and we would be, just imagine if we still had this guy. My God, you think there's no interest in the football team now? Imagine if we had Pruitt running back out there this Saturday. Oh, man. Booze would be raining down. It would be ugly. They'd want to be burning down Neyland. We'd have a whole nother Shiano Sunday. It'd be back. It'd be back. Like, it was disaster. And, yes, say what you want about Heupel, but at least he had successful record at UCF, right? I mean, Pruitt, 16-19 here at UT. Heupel, 28-8. Okay, that's an improvement. And also, just the fact that we've talked about this. We've talked about, I mean, UT football. We talked about it with basketball. We're just so behind the time, man. We're never ahead of everybody else. And at least we'd feel much better. We feel like we can at least somewhat get ahead. Because think about if we had Heupel without the violations, Hayden. We'd feel pretty good, I feel like. We'd say, okay, you know, he doesn't have a great roster, but we have at least an exciting offense. We have some fun that's going to be coming in. We have not a defensive coordinator, a head coach who can't even coach the defense. Like, at least we can score points, which is what college football is all about.
Sure, but what are you talking about? Imagine we don't have the violations. Guess what? We do have the violations. We do have the violations. We have 5 open scholarships, 6 open, 7 open scholarships we can't fill. What do you mean, imagine we didn't have the violations? That's the truth, Draven. You talk about Pruitt being booed? Let me ask you something. Would you rather have people booing or having people not care at all? Let me remind you, Hodden. The opposite of love is not hate, my friend. Mm. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is apathy. And that's exactly where the entire fan base is right now. No one gives a damn at all. No one gives a damn at all right now. You can't recruit. You're not going to be good this year. And, like, you've got a coach that you can't even hate. You just got one you don't care at all about. Now, I can make the case that, hey, Jeremy Pruitt maybe could have bounced back. He'd finally get rid of Garantano. Maybe he could be better. I will tell you at least this. There'd be more talent on the team if Jeremy Pruitt was still here, especially with no recruiting violations. You wouldn't have lost Dylan Brooks. Who knows? Maybe the Caden Salter stuff gets swept under the rug with no Jeremy Pruitt. But the recruiting violations are the big part. Hayden, what's going on right now with this football program? It's going to have effects forever. At least the next 6 years. The recruiting violations, the lack of recruiting from Josh Heupel. At least Pruitt, at the very least. You know what happens? You run him out one more year. If he sucks, guess what? He's still going to win more games than Josh Heupel probably would this year. And if he doesn't, guess what? You could fire his ass. You talk about how he wanted to fire him this season. I don't disagree with that. You guys wanted to fire him, you know, very early. But you know what a big part of the firing was? The hiring. And I guarantee you boys wouldn't have been as excited of firing Jeremy Pruitt if you knew you were going to hire Josh Heupel. I guarantee you wouldn't have been beating the drum, let's fire Pruitt, had you known it was going to be Josh Heupel strolling in here to lead the Vols. I'll tell you that right now. Jeremy Pruitt with no recruiting violations, would be a much better situation for the Tennessee football program than where we are right now, Josh Heupel, and recruiting violations.
Hayden, where has Jeremy Pruitt's decent recruiting gotten him? Where has it gotten him? He can't do anything with talent, so what does it matter? Why would you get excited if he did recruit well?
He would, and also, people would actually care if Pruitt was still coached?
The
second longest win streak
people in the country. Would still not care. What are you talking about? No, people would be done. They'd be like, wow, I care even less because they're running this guy out again. And we're doing this again.
Hayden, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not just say people would be at the Orange and White game booing?
The people that would be there, if there was going to be anybody there, obviously people are going to show up. We have acknowledged that people will show up one way or another.
What's the opposite of love? Apathy.
That's such a bad take. I think a coach would rather have at least some support, whether it be little support or very little support, than people out there booing.
Our recruiting class was not good last year. We lost three of the guys off of it after firing Jeremy Pruitt. We're dead last in the SEC right now in recruiting. This is going to have just crippling effects for the next 5 years. We're not going to have any talent on this team. That's it. If you can't prove it, so what? Maybe he sucks and you fire him, but you don't have any recruiting violations. It would have been better. Hands down. Hands down.
This is tough.
It shouldn't be.
John Lenz.
Wow. You would really rather keep Jerm, Hayden. Really? Really?
Recruiting? We're last in recruiting.
You already admitted you agreed, but like you would have been as happy to fire Pruitt had you known you were just going up with Heupel.
That's true.
Whatever.
We thought we were going to get Hugh Freeze and all this.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you throw the recruiting violation. It should have been a slam dunk. Come on. Anyways, I'll take the point. 1-0.
Okay. I kind of just said that to make Jaden feel better.
Okay.
Wow.
Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
I would rather know how I'm going to die because of one important caveat. If you know when you're going to die, you can do nothing to alter it, right? If you tell me, let's just say, John, you're going to die 3 years from now on insert date, whatever. Not only would I feel dreadful for those next 3 years, worrying about it, feeling like life is kind of pointless. Why wait? I'm not going to make any type of real relationships or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And sure, I know what Draven's going to say. Well, you can live like you're dying. Listen to the Tim McGraw song, John. You can go ride a bull named Fu Manchu, John. Uh-huh. I get that. I understand that. And yes, sure, there could be something freeing about knowing when you're going to die. And like, hey, I could be as reckless as I want for those 3 years, blah, blah, blah. However, it would be really bad if they told you, like, hey, man, you got 2 years, and that's it. That's all you got. You'd be wondering how you're going to die, what's going to happen, is something going to happen, is something going to kill me, am I just going to die in a car, whatever. If you tell me how I'm going to die, at least I feel like there's certain ways I can extend it. Right, Hayden? If you tell me you're going to die of a heart attack, Don, you know what I'm going to do? Try to stay in good shape and not die of a heart attack when I'm 40. I'm going to try to extend that heart attack until at least like 80. Hey, John, someone's going to shoot you. I'm going to not get shot for as long as I want. Like, it's going to eventually happen, but I'm going to try to avoid those situations as far as possible. Hey, John, you're going to die in a car crash. I'm going to walk more. I'm going to avoid getting in the car. I think those are important distinctions versus just when. When, you can't do anything about it. Now, sure, like I said, you can enjoy life or try to go do the things you want, but in the back of my in your mind, you know when it's coming. That's all. That's it.
So basically, Hayden, what we're saying is we're either going to know how, and you're going to be completely conservative with your life. You're not even going to get in a car anymore because somebody told you you're going to get in a car wreck. You're not going to be living your life normally at all because your whole entire life you're going to be scared of what's going to happen. Somebody's going to tell you you're in a car wreck. You're never going to get in a car. You're never going to enjoy any experiences. Never going to be able to do anything. You're going to be scared to go out. You're going to be scared to do stuff. Instead of knowing when, and like John said, he made good points. Yeah, I think if I knew when, I would say, okay, I have this certain amount of time to do the things I want to do. You can even make a list. You can make that bucket list, right? You've seen that movie, Morgan Freeman. It's a good movie.
You're like 80.
Doesn't matter. You could still make that bucket list. And by the way, you could still grow old. You could still basically have your whole life. You just know when. And I think that would be a little bit settling because the thing is, Hayden, it doesn't matter how you die, bro. I'm sorry. It doesn't. You die. You die. And you're not going to know on the other end. Or maybe you will. I don't know. But the thing is, you die. It's over. And it doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how you lose the ball game, whether it's a half-court shot, game-winning layup, or you get blown out. You still lost. Simple as that. That's the same thing here. When you're dead, you're dead. It doesn't matter how it happens. I would much rather, again, know win so I could try to do everything or try to at least make a list of things I can do in that amount of time instead of being like, oh, I'm going to die. What if they just tell you you're going to die and you don't, like, it's a broad statement. Like, you're going to die outside. It's like, man, what are you going to shut yourself inside?
You're die outside. I think you're losing the spirit of the conversation here when you come and say that.
Well, either way.
Well, you're going to die sometimes in the 2040s. What are you talking about?
Hayden.
Sometimes in this millennium.
I was trying to think of something broad. My whole point is, like, what does that help? You're just going to be more scared. You're just going to be like, okay, like, I don't know when. You're going to be scared to do anything.
You're going to be risk averse. That's what's going to happen. Hey, you're going to die in a plane crash. I'm not going to get on a plane. That's it.
Exactly.
I'll take a train.
You're going to be conservative your whole entire life.
I understand that, but you're also going to avoid and delay. You ever seen the Final Destination movies, bro? You just got to cheat death for as long as you can. It's going to come back around.
I don't know if you can cheat death as long as you can. I don't know if you can cheat death
you
sometimes,
can when
man.
You know, you can when you merely know how you're going to die, not when you're going to die. There's no cheating when. When you know, that day's locked in, but there's nothing you can do to avoid that. Hey, Draven, you're going to die March 4th, 2025. There's no hiding from it.
Also,
there's no hiding from it.
There's also not always a way to avoid it. Like, what if you just die in your sleep?
Well, I'd like to know.
Ooh, like,
would that be a little
then,
scary?
Then what are you going to do, John? Never sleep? Is that what you're going to do? Well, you're never going to go to bed? Is that the approach?
No. You would feel at ease with it if it's that.
If you told me I think it would be keeping me up, man. Yeah. I think I'd be losing my damn mind. I can't sleep.
I think if you told me I was going to die in my sleep, I'd feel like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm going to assume that's old age. At the very least, I'm going to assume I don't see it coming. No suffering. Isn't that what we all want? No suffering when you die? I think you'd be at peace with that. There's no workaround. That's it. You know. That's it.
Exactly.
There's no changing.
You can make your final day the greatest day of your life and then go out as happy as ever, as happy as you've been. Simple as that.
Are you truly happy, though, when you know it's coming? You think the death row people are actually happy getting their last meal when they know it's about to come on the other side? I don't think so at all. I would much rather know how. That way I could try to extend, be healthier, live. Without that fear of knowing, you know, of not knowing how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. I think when would be much worse. Just constantly checking your phone, counting down the hours. Especially if it's just like, hey, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
I got to go live it up today.
Yeah.
I got to go do everything I haven't been able to do so far.
I truly think you would just sit in your room and cry if you knew it was tomorrow. I mean, I think most people would. I'm just saying that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or just spend time with loved ones.
Sure.
Being happy on your last day.
Crying.
All right. Y'all done?
Sure.
All right. Draven wins.
Okay.
The sleep point was a good one, Draven, and the car accident too. I mean,
Thank you.
Be more cautious in the car, or whatever. That's fine. But
scared of living. If we're so focused on dying, are we really living, Hayden?
Mm.
How are we gonna die? Are we actually living?
I think you could say the same exact phrase for win as well. But either way.
Move to the next one.
Okay, last. Would you rather live without hot water or live without a washing machine?
I would rather live without a washing machine, Hayden. I have washed clothes without a washing machine. And, yes, it's a little bit more of a chore. It is. You know, you have to kind of, got to scrub it a little bit. You got to dip in the water. You got to do everything manual. It's a lot more work. But people survived back in the day doing that. They did. Not having any hot water whatsoever just, like, makes things so much more difficult, man. Imagine showering with no hot water every single morning, having to deal with cold water all the time. Really, though? What, you're going to act like it's not a pain? It's not a pain to do that?
I'm laughing at the... Go ahead. Are you finished? You want me to hop in? I'm trying to give your opening statement. Sorry, I couldn't help my laughter. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't appreciate that you cutting me off right there a little bit.
I didn't cut you off. I just laughed. You stopped.
I just think hot water is much more essential than a washing machine. Because, again, we went so long without a washing machine.
How long do you think we had hot water heaters, bro? Talk about
probably,
without washing
probably longer than a washing machine.
How long do you... What do you think the frontiersmen... How do you think they bathed? Probably got the creek, don't you think?
Or put it on the stove. heated it up.
Yeah, who's in that stove? I mean, I'm just saying, like,
we've got frontier.
I was just saying, we've got a long way. We've got a long way without hot water as well. So, like, saying we don't have it on a washing machine, sure. We also didn't care that much about our clothes being clean back in those days either, just for the record. Just, we haven't had the luxury of hot water heaters for showers for a very long time. Look, what's the benefit of hot water in your shower? Comfort? Like, is that it? Like, is that all you want? Just like some comfort? Like, hey, it feels good. I can take a little bit longer shower. Some would argue that a colder shower would mean people waste less water, which is better for the environment overall. I've been on record. Put me back on there again. Double it down, triple it down. I like cold showers. Give me a cold shower.
Freak.
In and out. Shocks your system. Boom. Good to go. You know what I don't like? Dirty clothes. The chances go through the roof of you being dirty and having dirty clothes if you don't have a washing machine. Do I really want to hand dry it? Oh, man. Do I really want to hand wash it? Excuse me. Do I really want to go out there and scrub?
So you have a dryer. You
I meant to dryer. Say washer. Do okay. I really want to go scrub this out? Do I really want to do that? Each piece of clothing. Am I really getting it clean, by the way? Am I really getting it clean with no washing machine? Oh, wait. My clothes still stink. They don't smell good. Now no one wants to be my friend. To me, it's easy. The hot shower is fine. It's a luxury, but I prefer cold showers.
There's more than just a shower, too. Like, I mean, imagine washing, like, dishes with cold water. It's not as efficient. A lot more efficient with hot water.
No. It just says no hot water for shower or bath. It doesn't say anything about doing dishes. It doesn't say I can't wash my towels on hot water either. It just says no hot water for shower. Don't start changing the rules. That's how you know he's on the ropes when he starts trying to talk about, can't get in a hot tub, John. Can't go get in a jacuzzi. No. No water for shower. No hot water for shower bath. That's it. Just take a cold shower, bro. In and out. 2 minutes. Save the environment.
You can't take that long of a shower. 2 minutes? In and out?
How long do you think the troops shower for?
What are you talking about?
The troops are in and out. 60
okay,
seconds,
that's fine.
Cold water, just boom, get in and out. Wash your hair, wash your body, boom, you're out. Life would be so much more efficient if you spent less time in the shower. And hey, don't get me wrong, I love a shower. A good 15-minute shower is great. I much prefer just boom, in and out. Going about my day. Shock to the system.
You can't properly get clean in a 2-minute shower. You can't.
What? Yes, you can.
And also,
how long do you think it takes to wash your body?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
At the least. Nah. For everything? For hair, body, washing your feet.
Is that a ball joke you're trying to make? For the hair thing, is that what you're trying to do? Wow. Low blow. The washing machine. I can't get over you thinking you could live without a washing machine.
I could.
No.
Just wash it. You have a dryer. First of all, you have a dryer.
Yes.
Just hand wash it and then throw it in the dryer. How hard is it?
Pretty hard.
Just soak in some water.
All right, that's all you do.
You just literally let it soak. Then rinse it, throw it in the dryer. Boom, you're
Hayden,
done.
Here's not that much
inconvenience, Hayden.
Here's my closing argument, and you can be the judge on whether or not you agree with this line of thinking. But again, I'm sitting here telling you, I prefer a cold shower. I don't think I'm alone. There are studies done on the benefits of cold showers, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. Whether you like hot showers, that's fine. I like cold showers. I've never met one person in my life that says, you know what? I prefer hand washing my clothes. I'm sitting here telling you, I like a cold shower. Are you telling me you like hand washing your clothes, Draven? Does anybody in the world like hand washing their clothes?
Probably not.
Okay.
But I would rather hand wash my clothes than not have any hot water. Like I said, Hayden, okay, last thing real quick. Again, imagine you played football, didn't you, Hayden? And a lot of people play sports, right? It gets cold outside. Is there a problem, John?
I haven't said a word.
Okay. It gets cold outside, right? You're cold. You're nasty. You're all sweaty. There's nothing better, man, than when you're out cold. You're out working. It could be a job. It could be whatever. You're out in the cold. There's nothing better than just a hot shower, man. Hot shower gets you cleaned off, feeling good, feeling refreshed, and then hitting the bed, whatever you want to do, relaxing. There's just nothing like
it,
man.
You get hot and shit, sweaty, and you take hot showers?
I'm saying in cold. I said cold weather. I said in cold weather, in cold environments.
Now imagine you've been out there sweating and working, and you got poop all over your clothes, and you're just really nasty and disgusting, and you've done it for a whole week, and now I got to go hand wash all my clothes after a hard week of work. Now imagine that. Yeah, I think I'd really just take a 2-minute quick shower and get out and have clean clothes.
John wins.
Tough one to argue on the last one.
Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call brought to you by Crown Cleaners. Still got a week to take advantage of Starch Madness. Take in three dress shirts. Get the fourth laundered for free. Just print off your coupon at fanrunradio.com. Or you can just show it to them on your phone. Two locations. Crown Cleaners, Bearden Hill, North Shore. Been servicing Knoxville for over 50 years. Starch Madness. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. We got, a couple minutes. Cam, what do you got for us?
I got Illinois Man.
No, it's zero interest in Illinois Man.
Yep.
You should have pitched it better. I can't take every state. God, I got to be honest. Please, Illinois Man, there's not a lot I want to hear from Illinois Man from.
Okay. Fair enough.
Unless it's Kanye West, and you should never describe Kanye West as Illinois Man. He is Kanye West.
I mean, yeah, you just eliminated all Chicago over there.
I don't care about many people in Chicago. Like, what's going to be the story there?
Okay.
Illinois man drafted bad quarterback.
Fair. Italian man.
Is it racist if I stop or racist if I don't stop?
Let's say if you don't stop.
I'll stop.
Yeah. Pump your brakes!
Italian hospital employee accused of skipping work for 15 years.
Mamma mia!
Woo! Talk about having an imposter in your workforce, because this man was not there. An hospital employee in Italy has been accused of skipping work on full pay for 15 years.
Hey,
local media reports.
Finesse King.
The man has alleged to have stopped turning up to work at the whatever this hospital is called in the southern city of Catanzaro.
He pulled
in 2005.
He pulled an opposite of Milton. From Office Space. He kept working and didn't get paid. This guy just quit working and was getting paid.
He's now being investigated for fraud, extortion, abuse of office. The Italian news agency reports he's reportedly paid 538,000 euros in total over the years he's thought to not have been working. Six managers at the hospital are also being investigated in connection with the alleged missing guy. The arrests are the result of a lengthy police investigation and suspected fraud in the Italian public sector. The employee was a civil servant and was assigned to a job in the hospital in 2005. It was at this point he stopped going into work, the police said. The police have also accused him of threatening his manager to stop her from filing a disciplinary report against him. That manager later retired, police added, and his ongoing absence was never noticed by her successor or human resources.
He probably retired because he got paid off. He's like, hey man, I'll give you $20,000. Yep. Don't do this to me.
Yeah.
Come on, probably. Please.
And he just kept racking it up, 15 years.
So how?
Finesse King.
How did he get caught?
I guess they've just been investigating.
Just finally,
the public sector. Since he was a civil servant, he worked technically for the people, obviously. All right.
Good job by Italian.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
Mamma mia, Russell Smith, the Bear, the Drive. Up next.
Financing your home, could it be easier at Citizens?